exist. You have a lot of existence. You are in the process of being here. You will die of something and you will be born in something else. And all the time is you. You, not as a piece of stone. You as a river. One of the words, one of the beautiful words that Iranians will use very carefully and Rumi will use very carefully is one of the words we have for a spirit is Ravan. Ravan means something which is going.
Flowing.
Flowing, yes, the flow. Ravan means flowing, and that to us is a spirit, because a spirit is flowing. Where? In this dig. What is the river? Let's forget about the water. Then what is the river? It's just something we call it bed. In all languages we call it bed. Because the water will lie over there. But doesn't lie. Will run in that bed. So this is the bed. I am that one which is running. The flow in this bed is me. This is what he wants to clarify. That I say you are two, but you're one. You're not two. You are so many, but you're one. Because if you divide the identity of the river, the water is ever changing. So every single moment the water, the river is a different river. But it's not. It's the same. That kind of unity I'm talking about. Not pulling together two sides of yourself. To understand that you are like a river. Let's hear about the river. Yeah.
Every prophet and every saint has a way, but it leads to God. All are one.
This is another example. Every single prophet, every single holy fellow has his own system. So you could say there are diverse. You say, this is the path towards Hap. Doesn't matter if this one is this way, that one is that way, that one is that way. This is the path to Hap. They are one. You see, once it was the river, now it's a different style of different prophets. They have different style, but it's one. Oh, there is someone else who insists on this oneness. Do you remember something that I repeat? Just like a silly old man, I repeat it again and again. There are thousands of them, but they are one. This is how he talks about the saints, about the peer and thing like that. He will repeat it that. Remember, there is a lot of holy people, but they are one. Because we're talking about quality of holiness that in this particular moment is flowing towards this fellow. We don't look at the fellow. We don't see that person as person. We see that person as a cup. And we are talking about the wine which is flowing in these cups. That's why they are one. That's how at the end all these hearts opening to each other will become one heart. Because that's his house, you see. That's oneness we want to talk about. Yes, hear that oneness. And he knows that he... do you remember? Please remember this for 2 minutes. What he did, okay? Read it.
I don't know if I can read it.
No, listen.
When slumber overtook the concentration of the listener, the water carried the millstones away.
Is this magic or what? Oh, he knows. He knows that when you arrive to this level, there is something inside of you which you say, oh, yeah. So there is another part of you that wants to go to sleep because you don't know it. You I attracted your interest. But deep down, your intellect knows that this is against that one. That's how the denial and affirmation will mix. That's how the normal feeling is all about. So he knows that when you brought it to that moment, somebody will did that. What was that? They remember.
Verbalizing melting.
Yeah,
I don't
that know that stuff here. Yeah. Read it again, please.
When slumber overtook the concentration of the listener, the water carried the millstones away.
Yeah.
The course of this water is above the mill. Its going into the mill is for your sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Since you had no further need of the mill, he made the water flow back into the original stream.
You see, that yawning of this silly fellow here was a good excuse for Rumi to bring in another stuff. Cleverly, first of all, he said, oh, when you're sleeping, the water will carry away that big stone. First of all, I don't know if you have seen that stone or not. I have played a lot on the abandoned part of those stones. It's something really heavy that nothing could move it. So when they will say something will move it, means that something will make impossible. Therefore, he will say, oh, when you're not clever, even impossible happens. When you're out of it, when you're not concentrating, when you're sleeping, the impossible will happen. Ah, guess why? The water was coming in this meal for what? For you. Because you think about the bread. You, the animal part of you who is listening to me, I have to bring in something understandable to that animal part of you. That animal part of you is the one which thinks about what? Every living creature thinks about food. And your food, for your food you need this meal to make bread, because bread is the principal food, right? He said, your animal part is looking, is saying actually, your animal part is saying, what's in it for me? And I'm running this water through this meal for that silly part of you. When you grow up and you don't need to think about food, then I'll do something else. For this moment, this water is running this way because you are listening that way. Because you are not attentive. Because it's not good for you. A part of you should deny this. I'm telling you that I'm going to change you. That one of you which is not going to be changed is resisting. Therefore, now I'm talking like this. I'm leading this water, this running power of the river, which is turning that stone around. I'm doing it in this moment. Later I will do something else, yes?
The rational spirit is to the mouth for the purpose of teaching. Else, truly that speech has a channel apart. It is moving without noise and without repetitions to the rose gardens beneath which are the rivers.
Okay, you just started with this, that talking is for teaching. This is what talking is all about. But listen, teaching what? Nautica means this talking system we have. But nautica is that saying, is something else. You say, okay, I'm talking because I want to give you the message. But the message itself, it doesn't run in a creek or something like that. The message itself is a spiritual, but I'm transforming it to this kind of discourse because this is the only way. That message itself it is running underneath everything. Everything is being built with that. I want you to understand that the message is not in this thing that I'm relaying. Let's hear the prayer. Oh God.
Oh God, do you reveal to the soul that place where speech is growing without letters? That the pure soul may make of its head a foot towards the far-stretching expanse of non-existence.
You see, I'm thinking about what? I'm thinking about that revolution. I'm thinking about that moment that you move. But before that, I hope that that happened. How? Do you remember? I mentioned it even today. Trying your best. But our hope goes to the attraction over there, that he will open the door. You try your best. This is one thing. The door being open is something else. Two different stuff. Like existence and non-existence. I'm going to bring them together. One of the things is, when I'm preaching something, I'm explaining something to you, so I bring the water and this meal for your bread, but something else will happen. That's something else. Oh my God, let it happen. Because that's how it begins. Oh my God, please make it possible that without talking, we could communicate. That I'm not asking from you. You should behave. That will happen. The magic comes from somewhere else. How? Like this. That when that magical sense comes, suddenly this existence wants to jump to non-existence. Suddenly the other one who was sitting in non-existence will jump out. Remember, we believe that why something from non-existence comes to existence? Remember? Why and how? Something that doesn't exist will come to existence. How?
Be.
Be. He will say, be, it will happen. It's his order. So, I have a John, a beautiful one, the real spirit of me, the real essence of me. That should be called upon by Hab to come out. When he will call it, he will come out. Listen. Now suddenly he will talk about something that we talked about before. Here he will emphasize, and later he will bring it in. This is a very good example for those universes we talked about. Do you remember we talked about different universes? And we have the right. You remember there were four universes, right? Over there he talks about it and he said, this existence, there is this other one which is dream, universe of dream, then universe of imagination, then non-existence, right? Now listen carefully how he will go upside down. Yes.
An expanse very ample and spacious, and from it this fantasy and being is fed. Mm-hmm. Fantasies is narrower than non-existence.
You understand why fantasy doesn't work? Because this is khayal again, the imagination. But the imagination here somehow is different. He talks about, again, he will say, the reality, this universe is too small. Then is imagination, then existence, dream, imagination, non-existence. Remember that, yes?
Imagination is narrower than non-existence. On that account, imagination is the cause of pain. Existence, again, was narrower than the realm of fantasy. Hence, in it, moons become like the moon that has waned.
This is the picture they had in mind, you don't. When they say old, it's somebody like this. It's like the moon like that. arch, the arch of